How many of you looked at the mirror this morning? Oh, like four of you? Okay. Well, this is going to be real short then. There's so much about the Word of God that is in preparation. It's about preparing you for life now and life later. And so, as I was thinking and praying about that, there's a little book in the Old Testament, it's the book of Amos. And there's one verse in the book of Amos, in chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Prepare to meet your God, O Israel." So, as I was contemplating that, prepare to meet your God. So communion, as we celebrate communion, you're celebrating the Eucharist. Eucharist actually means to give thanks. Okay, and this was done before the Last Supper. This has been done for years and years and years. People would gather and they would give thanks. Well, Jesus put his stamp on it because he said, "Do this in remembrance." When we come to the table of Christ, when we come to Jesus' table, are we prepared to meet him? Every week, we come together as a congregation and we meet at Jesus' table. But are we coming prepared to meet with each other, or are we coming prepared to meet with Jesus? Do we prepare ourselves that morning to come and have this meal with the Lamb? So you looked in the mirror this morning. Most of you, some of you didn't, I could tell. But I'm just kidding. It's a joke. Bad joke. When you look in the mirror, you see what's going on the outside, right? You're preparing yourself physically for going out to meet with other people. How often do we look in the mirror and look at what's going on inside? Because I'll tell you what's happening on the inside of myself and every other Christian that's out there. If you looked on the inside, you would see your clothes aren't pretty. There's no wings and there's no halo because you're tattered and you're beat up and you have struggles. You have scars and bruises. In Exodus chapter 19, this is just before God fulfilled his miraculous movement to save all the people from Egypt. And so in Exodus 19, he brings Moses up and he says, "You tell the people for 2 days to prepare, to wash their clothes, to get ready to meet me on Mount Sinai." So he did. He went down and he told them, for 2 days, you can prepare. Wash your clothes, clean yourself up, because you are about to meet God on the third day. So are we prepared this morning, today? Are we prepared to meet here with Jesus? See, if you're looking in the mirror, in 1 Corinthians, it says, Paul says to examine yourself before you meet with Jesus. To examine. So when I read that word examine, I started thinking about like a courtroom scene. Right? And what does the courtroom scene have? Every single one of them, they have a prosecuting attorney and they have a defense attorney. The prosecuting attorney does everything they can to get everyone else to believe that you are guilty and you are not worthy. That's their job. And often when we're looking in the mirror, if we're really looking at ourselves, you are your own prosecuting attorney. Because it's really easy to look at yourself and say, you are guilty. You are shameful. You are not worthy. But Jesus came to cross-examine us. Quite literally, on the cross, he did that. He re-examined us, and so now when we look in the mirror, even though we can be tattered and bruised and scarred and beat up, Jesus is clean. Jesus stands tall, and Jesus fights for us daily. He fights for us against this world and all the things that the evil one will do to try to pull us back and set us aside. But most importantly, during Jesus' cross-examination, he won. Jesus is a defense attorney that's never lost. He is completely undefeated. And there's a line in the song that we sung earlier that it resonates in my soul because it says that he leaves the 99. Even if Jesus was 99-1, and he only won one, he would still fought for you. So that's where we are. Have you examined yourself this morning to see what you really are? Have you examined yourself through Jesus' cross-examination, his eyes? Because when you do that, then you're prepared to meet with him. Because then we can sit and actually give thanks for what he's done. Pray with me. Gracious Heavenly Father. Father, so many times in my life I go to a place unprepared. Lord, there are times that I go to work unprepared. There's times that I come home unprepared. And there's a lot of times that I come here unprepared. Because I'm not examining myself the way I should. I'm not putting myself in your shoes to see what you see. Father, as people that are created in your image, it means that we're created in your likeness. It means that we are supposed to strive to be like you, to emulate you. Father, I ask by the power of your Holy Spirit that you show us how. That you come in daily to our lives to show us the direction that you want us to go, to guide our steps, to light our path. Father, we lift up all those today to you that are unprepared, that desperately need you, but they don't know how. Father, we ask that you cast out fear. Lord, I know that there are people that are afraid of you. They don't come to you because they're afraid of you. They see you as something that you're not. But Lord, here in this place, we see you as a loving, giving, kind Father that loves to give, that loves to show off who you are. Father, we thank you for being on that mountaintop. We thank you that we get to stand on the bottom and look up in awe at your glory. Father, all these things that we have said this morning in this place, Father, help our words to reign true. Father, help our words to be beacons, to be lights in this community. Father, help us to cast out fear. Help us to cast out doubt. Help us to utilize the power that you have given to us. Most importantly, Father, help us to love. Help us to love those around us. Help us to love those that are hard to love. In your name. Father, we thank you for this meal. We thank you for the body that you gave to us on your own accord because you chose it, because you gave it for us. Father, thank you for the precious blood that you spilled to wipe us all clean. It's tough to wrap our minds around it, Lord, but you did it. And it's done and it's finished. So all we have to do is look forward. All we have to look forward to is to look up and see who you are and let your sun shine on our faces. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory today in Jesus' name. Amen. You may partake.